The media isn't trying to make us feel bad. They know all people are drawn to beauty, so they try to sell their products by showing us as much beauty as possible, even if it's a fake beauty. The real culprit who makes us feel bad is ego. The part of ourselves that finds meaning by seeing how we stack up against other people. Ego is the opposite of spirit because it doesn't look internally at all. If we have a bigger house, better legs, or more successful children than the people around us, then ego feels pretty good. Ego likes it if we are smarter than other people. The problem with ego, though, is that there's always somebody out there smarter, richer, or prettier than we are, especially when we compare ourselves not just to the people in our neighborhood, but to the ones on TV, too. So ego can always find something to feel bad about. Ego is never satisfied. Christ's teachings are the best I know for learning to ignore ego, the flesh, and embrace spirit. They are what did it for me. As it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 to 29, God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are so that no one may boast before him. God chooses what the world throws away as useless. There are no hopeless cases, no useless people in God's eyes. Each of us is his special creation. We are not an accident, and if we will give him the opportunity, he will restore everything that has been damaged and help us be something even we can be delighted to be.